Now, Kate, I think you've been looking at some more news for us.
I have. Well, you think woolly mammoth DNA is out of this world. I've gone slightly further in my quest for science news this week. And this week, a rocket launched from Russia broke the record for the most payloads put into orbit in a single mission. They put 32 different satellites into orbit. The day after, another American rocket put 29 different objects into orbit at one time.
Now, I thought satellites were quite big things. When you've seen them in movies, they're pretty big. How can you put 32 of them into one rocket?
Well, a lot of modern-day communication satellites are huge. They're about 6 tons and they're about the size of a van. But what we're talking about here is CubeSats. Now, these are tiny satellites and they're about a litre in volume, the same size as a fruit juice carton. And what happens is, basically, when you fill up a rocket, you put the big thing in that you want to, maybe a communication satellite, maybe a telescope, and there's normally a little bit of room left over that you can cram a few bits into. Like if you're packing for your holiday and you think, I can fit an extra pair of shoes in, it'll be fine. Shove them in. What they allow us to do is that they give us a really cheap opportunity for testing out new equipment. You might think you don't want to test new things out on a multi-million pound space mission, but these are much more economical.
So what kind of things are they sending up there?
Well, this week, the world's smallest ever satellite was put into space. It's called the Pocket PUCP sensor. It's only 8 centimetres long and weighs 97 grams. But you can imagine this is miniaturisation. If we miniaturise things in a workout, we can use them on future space missions and save fuel. British interests this week, FunCube 1 got put out. That's a satellite that school kids and anyone at home who wants to can have a chat with if you just get a USB dongle. If you just Google FunCube 1, it'll come up and tell you how to do that. So it's a whole range of things, really.
Sounds great fun.